Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Red Friday is upon us. You've made it. Mackie, it's such a long week here.
Drug through it, man. I made it.
Yeah, no jet lag. There's some jet lag last night. Plenty of pun intended.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good one for you to start the morning off. I like it because it was a double-digit win by the Jets. They doubled up the New England Patriots last night. I know 27-14, not quite doubling it up, but they're a real football team, man. And people continue. They started 1-2, and now here they are sitting at 9-2 on the season, and they're going to win that division. I just don't think Buffalo has what it takes this year to probably come back and win that thing. And so I think New England is starting this runaway train for the AFC East, and they may have just unseated Buffalo guys going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit DetectTheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Forward. I don't know if Buffalo now is the team anymore in the AFC East because of the way that the New England Patriots played. And I know it was against the Jets last night, but they are still 9-2. And Drake May looks like he is him. And Justin Fields, you go back to what the owner said a few weeks ago, is just not an NFL quarterback at this point, you know, in time. There was a couple of plays last night early on in the game. The receivers didn't really help him out, but you saw he's not a real NFL quarterback. And until you get a real NFL quarterback out there, you're not going to be able to win games. It's why the New England Patriots are winning. It's why the Chiefs won when Alex Smith came in, right? Like, you had a real professional NFL quarterback out there. And until you get one of those out there on the field, unless you're like the Denver Broncos on defense, you're just not going to win games in the NFL. You're just not going to do that. The Jets need a quarterback more than anything. I saw rumors that maybe Kyler Murray to the Jets. I'm like, you're not helping yourself. You're not getting better by going with Kyler Murray. And so it was just a disaster last night for the Jets. But the New England Patriots are real. They are going to be probably the number one seed, guys. I mean, and we may have to go to New England and knock them off, just like they had to come here and knock us off before they went on to their final Super Bowl. And so I think right now that's going to be kind of the dream that I'm living right now. AFC Championship game, Foxborough, and the Kansas City Chiefs go in there and clean the clock of the New England Patriots and show, hey, still our league right now, guys. You're fun, you're nice, but it's still our league. But the Chiefs got to take care of business on Sunday, you know?
Zach Kleberman on Twitter would disagree with you. He says the Patriots-Broncos AFC title game is going to be legendary.
Oh, is it? Who is Zach Kleberman, by the way? Do I know him? I know him?
I logged into Twitter.
Is that the first thing you saw?
The first thing that came up. Literally the first thing that came up, it says Broncos coverage senior editor, Mile High Huddle, co-host of the MH Pod, member of the FWAA, powered by Kalishi Sports.
Oh, good. Those are the
17,900 followers.
Oh, good for him. I mean, that's
Patriots,
a nice deal.
Broncos AFC title game is going to be legendary.
It is going to be legendary.
What year is it?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, what year is this? Is this 20? What year were they doing that? The aughts? I mean, that wasn't the team.
Did Brady and Manning play in the playoffs when he was in Denver?
I can't remember, Dusty.
That would have been 14, 15, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, I don't believe they did.
Was that part of that 10-year lull?
Was
that like the end of it? Because then Brady won it in 17?
Yep.
I think so. 7 to 17.
They went to 3 in a row shortly after that.
Lost to the Eagles, Giants.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was because 7 was the 7 season was the Giants, so it was a 10-year lull right there. So yeah, 6-7. I mean, I did it.
Dirty dog.
I did it. When the olds are doing it, you know it's over.
And away.
I mean, it's seriously, when you saw all of the Johnson County House moms being 6-7 for Christmas, it's over, man. I mean, the kids are running from 6-7 like it's nobody's business, man.
There'll be something new in a week.
Yeah, we're out. The old people are doing. You got people in senior citizen homes now, John Knox Village, doing 6-7, and everybody thinks, oh, Granny, look at Betty out there. She's 102, 6-7.
I'm still trying to figure out 6-9. But yeah, so I mean, we got a loaded show today. Mitch Holtis, Sean Smith. We have our script that we're going to do a little bit later on. Tons of action. But today is a very special day. Today is the woman that made Bob Fesco's birthday today.
That's right, my mom.
So happy birthday, Mrs. Fesco.
75 years old today.
75.
Yeah. Let's go. To which my sister, she's a troll.
Really? Shocker.
My sister sends this text to my mother in the group chat last night. Well, technically, we're 75 too because your eggs are born with you. I'm like, okay. Right. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Come on. I mean,
man, you're old, dude.
I mean, yeah, so I guess I'm 75 too. According to my sister, you're the same age as your mother's as well, however
that
old they would be.
Your mom's like 150
or something. Yeah, right. No, that's probably what it was. Yeah,
because
my grandmother, I think, was born in, I want to say she was born in 1915. And so For the love of God, I can't remember if it's 1915 or 1920. It's one or the other. I don't know why I can't remember this anymore, but she was 90-some years. She was like 92 or 93 when she died in 2006. Okay. So it must have been 1920 then when she was born, if you're doing the math, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so she was, you know, 1920. So, yeah, I mean, my mother was born, you know, in 1950, obviously, if you're doing the math. So mm-hmm. 75 plus 30, yeah, she's 105.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
There we go, Mama.
Take that, Sister Jean.
Yeah. Who the hell wants to live that long? My parents were out seeing a friend of theirs yesterday at the home, right? 104.
Wow.
And you see this woman in the wheelchair, she looks like she'd rather be dead. And that's what we said. And she goes, yeah, she would. She'd rather. I mean, she's done. She's put in 104 years, and she's sitting in a wheelchair at a nursing home.
I think that's how long my great-grandma made it. Maybe it was 103, 104.
Yeah. Nice. What, did she like it?
Up until the last year or two. I mean, it was pretty.
Really?
She's an anomaly in that way. Yeah. I mean, she was living on her own in her 90s, head of the garden club, walking everywhere.
Perfect, yeah.
It was incredible, right? Yeah. And then, yeah, it's the last. I saw her pretty close to when it happened, which I'm thankful for. But, yeah, it was different the last year or two. But, again, that's an anomaly. I would not know. No.
I think if you put in a good 80, 85,
oh, great.
You're cranking it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not 90.
Cranking
I mean, 90's a little much, I think. But if you get to 90, you know, I mean, nowadays, you know, you can live longer. My friend my friend Ben, his stepdad passed away yesterday at 102.
Wow.
And I said, my God. He goes, yeah, it's the benefits of and the downfalls of modern medicine. He goes, the guy was healthy his entire life, but he's outlived two wives and two kids. And like he was just ready to go.
Yeah, that's sad. That would be hard.
Thanks to the text line, 2016, Manning and Brady played in the AFC Championship game in Denver.
There we go.
So there's the last time that happened. This is also a Tom Brady stat tied to the Jets. This is insane from FanDuel Sportsbook. Tom Brady hasn't played football since the 2022 season.
Okay.
Since then, he still has more wins than the Jets since 2020.
Oh, my God.
32, the Jets have 27.
That's great. I did see a stat yesterday that was kind of funny. Brian Daboll has more playoff wins in the last 4 years or 8 years than Mike Tomlin does. I mean.
Oh, jeez. Sad.
That's bad.
It is. That was one of those. I'm like, okay, that's where your stats get in the way. Like, I don't know if you saw the San Antonio Spurs had two players get triple doubles the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Lose the game.
Yeah.
So those are those kind of those weird anomaly stats that you're like, okay, there's a stat for everything out there. But I thought that one was kind of funny. I think Dusty had a realization this morning or last night watching this game. Aaron Glenn is not him as the head football coach of this team. He's a jerk. I'm just going to say it right now. Guy's a jerk. He's fighting with the media in New York every week. And, you know, it's like if you're winning, you can be that guy. If you're losing, you can't be that guy. And Aaron Glenn is handling this whole situation completely wrong. These coaches come in and want to bully the media. What you need to do is what Dick Vermeil and guys like that used to do, come in and get the media drunk and take care of the media, mm-hmm. and they're going to be on your side. You know, you don't go in there and bully these guys, and he's bullying these guys, and he is not an NFL head football coach. I thought maybe he was going to be good, and he, you know, played with the Jets, maybe figured out that situation. He is just combative and wants to fight everybody out there all the time. What changed your kind of tune on him?
Just like watching him on the sideline. Like, I get it, nobody's Mike Vrabel, but like just like his mannerisms, his demeanor, just like watching him on the sideline, like I didn't see it. And I watch him like in interviews, post game press conferences. Like I don't know. Like there's guys that you can see that you're like, okay, yeah, I'd get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that there in Glenn.
He seems kind of phony, quite honestly.
He just kind of seems like he's in a position that's too much for him.
No doubt,
if that makes sense. Like Mike McDaniels, same thing. Like or Josh McDaniels. I think that's and maybe Mike McDaniels too. I mean,
yeah,
his
both.
Players are still playing for him, but I mean, again, the Jets did trade everybody away. Garrett Wilson's on IR.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he does have Justin Fields as quarterback, but still like. At that moment, like that's when you have to be the leader. And I just don't see that in Aaron Glenn. It seems false.
Yeah. Leaders lead. They don't crumble on the sidelines like that or get combative and show their emotions.
Daboll was the same way.
Daboll was exactly the same way.
His mannerisms, his demeanor, like you're pouting like a little bitch on the sideline. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, you can't have that when your team needs you to be like the sustainable leader.
I mean, look at the great coaches, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin. You know, we always talked about Ned being cool, calm, and collected.
John Harbaugh. Lost half his team, and yet they're going to win that division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jim Harbaugh's the same way. He's cool, calm, and collected on the sidelines. You watch the good coaches, and then you watch Aaron Glenn, or you watch some of these young guys, and they just don't know how to handle the situation because they're just not ready for it. They're just absolutely 100% not ready. Aaron Glenn, I thought, would be more ready because he is older, and he played in the NFL, and he knows what it's all about. The Jets have absolutely 100% missed the boat on Aaron Glenn. He stinks as a head football coach. And it's not because the team is losing. You can just see the demeanor and the way that he's being combative and battling the media and fighting with the fans in New York. It's like, you don't go ahead and do that. It's like Bill Parcells, you know, that's one of his mentors, probably told him, don't let the media get the best of you. And he's out there going, well, screw that. I'm going to be combative in front of the media. It does you no good. It really doesn't. Like, I know these coaches and people want to bully the media all the time. But if you're rotten to the media or you're nice to the media, that's how you're going to be portrayed in the public persona. Mm. And they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You get more friends with honey, as they say, catch more flies with honey than you do with whatever. And you look at the way that these guys act and perform and the way that they're just jerks to people, you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt in those situations. Aaron Glenn has lost all the benefit of the doubt.
And I think it's fair to say, because I think the 816 here gets it as well. It's okay to get mad from time to time, just not every game.
Every game.
Like, we, as Chiefs fans, when we see Andy Reid kind of have that moment, we're like, ooh, Reid's pissed. But it's not where you're like, okay, Andy's pissed again.
Right.
Like, even Bill Belichick, you were like, this guy has so much, like, that he should show. But by not showing anything, you just never knew with Bill. Like, they could be losing 28-0 or 28-3 in the Super Bowl. And what's Bill Belichick doing? Well, you know, you got to play better. You know, do this. I'm not going to high-five the kids who want to high-five on the outside. But we're going to win the game. You're like, okay, like, whatever. Like, you're emotionless. You're vanilla. You're plain. You're bland. Whatever. But, like, you're not teetering one way or the other where you're all your – like, Tomlin's the same way. Like, you would know if Tomlin won the game or lost the game judging by his post-game press conference. Right? So
– yeah, it takes range. Yeah, you can't be all hoorah, all intense all the time.
The guy Gannon from Arizona punching your player, not going to make it.
No,
that's a characteristic flaw that I can see right there that you're out. Like, you're just you're not going to be that guy.
Like, there's no one more alpha and testosterone filled than Dan Campbell. We've seen that man cry. We've seen him laugh with his players. We've seen him do everything. He's not just screaming and mad. And I saw Aaron Glenn mouth the effing idiot about one of his players last night after a penalty. It's like,
oh yeah, he's got to go.
I don't like that. You can't be calling guys idiots like that. No.
How many times have you worked with somebody in this industry that, like, when things went wrong on the production side, and they're man, this ain't for you, man.
You're done.
Guess what? Stuff happens all the time. You can't control.
you
got to be in control when you're not in control. And Aaron Glenn is never in control. And Aaron Glenn, not that guy.
No, he's not. And I don't think he's going to be a one and done, because I don't think the Jets are in that position to be another one and done, you know, with their football coach or whatever. But I mean, the clock is ticking on that guy. It just makes you appreciate again even more. It's kind of been an Andy appreciation week, if you will, you know. But you see these other coaches and you see the performances, and then you see what we've got and how blessed we are to have Andy Reid on our sidelines. And another one today, Matt Quatrero. Happy birthday, Q.
You know, hey, Matt.
Hey, we're going to call him during the show at some point and just sing happy birthday and hang up. I promise you, we are doing that at some point today. I don't know what time would be good to. I'm sure he's up right now. I mean, you know, he's probably up getting breakfast for the kids and doing all that kind of stuff. But we are going to call him and sing happy birthday. But you look at his demeanor in the dugout, right? Yeah. It is cool. It is calm. It is collected. Joe Torre, Ned Yost, all of those managers that just, you can't wear the emotion on your sleeve if you want your people to respond to you, because eventually it just becomes white noise and you're just like, all right, enough of this. We've all worked with that guy who yells and screams and you just go, eh.
Somebody says Frank Martin was that way at K-State. 100%. Didn't last.
No.
Coming up next, I want to get into what made me cry like a kid last night. Plus, we get into some quotes yesterday from Zach Bye, who was with us from Denver's side of the station, what he had to say about this matchup coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Updated MVP odds according to the sports books. Drake May +235, Matt Stafford +250, Patrick Mahomes +500, Jonathan Taylor +600. It's going to suck for him being on a bye week because he's going to get forgotten about. Because if Stafford wins against the Seahawks and Mahomes wins against the Broncos, separation created.
Depending on how they play, too,
true.
You know.
True, Patrick
Mahomes goes out there and has three or four touchdown passes up there in Denver against that defense. Boy, he's going to skyrocket up the charts for the MVP, because you're doing it on the road against a team that's leading your division, allegedly, and is also a good defensive team. So if Patrick Mahomes goes out there and throws three touchdown passes, hell yeah, man, he's going to be the MVP going in on Monday morning.
So I need to ask you guys if I'm being SAW. FT soft, because I think we all have these moments. Do you guys ever get that way when you're watching something and all of a sudden you find yourself like sobbing?
Oh, I find myself in real life doing that. So a lot, and a lot more the older I get too.
So I will, this is no secret, every Christmas Eve I will cry. I don't have my mother, and I watch It's a Wonderful Life every year at the very end of the night. And it's just been like a family movie that both sides of my family have watched. And whenever he says the line to my brother George, the luckiest man in town, tears. So last night was the finale of the Internet Invitational, which is all the YouTube golfers, and it's a collab of Bob Does Sports with Bobby Berger and his group, and Barstool Sports with Dave and Riggs and Frankie Borelli and Trent and all those guys. And then they just did this huge golf tournament at Cedar Ridge or in Payne's Valley down in the Ozarks. Well, for those of you that don't follow it like I do religiously, you know the story of Big Beef, right? The big guy passed away earlier this month for health reasons. He was pretty large, pretty big guy, 31 years old, passed away. Well, he made the final round with his team, right? So it was Frankie Borelli, Mo from Good Good Golf, and Paige Spiranek versus Beef. I'm forgetting his name, but he was Brad Dahlke was another one, and then another guy from Barstool Sports. And if that team won, they split $1.7 million or whatever it was, so they all would win like $333,000. They asked Beef what he'd do with the money.
What would you do with that money, Beef?
You got to donate some to charity.
Okay.
I got to pay off my parents' house.
Good for you.
That's all I got to do.
If you're not rooting for Beef now.
Dude won the whole tournament with his team. Now, Brad Dahlke was the man. He's a stud. Oklahoma golfer, won a national championship, should be on the PGA Tour again. But, man, that pulled at my heartstrings whenever he won, because in the very end, they did, like, this montage of, like, all the highlights of this Beef guy. And my thing is that I want to take from this is that if you do have somebody who struggles with health issues or depression or mental illness, do your part. You're not going to change them if they don't want to be changed when it comes to weight loss or stuff like that. But by God, if you can just be a voice in their head, or if somebody you know is going through, you know, depression or alcoholism or, you know, drug use or something like that, just call them. Like, let them know that you're there. Again, you can only help somebody as much as they want to be helped, but you can do your job by just letting people know that you're there for them. And, you know, you hear that. What
would you
do
with that money, Beef?
You got to donate some to charity.
Okay.
I got to pay off my parents' house.
Good for you.
That's all I got to do.
If you're not rooting for Beef now.
Damn. So, tough to watch that, because before the whole thing started, it's 5 episodes on YouTube. You can go watch them all if you want. Spoiler alert, they told you yesterday everything that was going to be on the internet last night. But again, like, kind of interesting, because the way that they started that was his family was like, hey, show this. I want people to see who he is. And he was actually like a really nice dude. Like, they have a clip that they had that I found out later from the Foreplay podcast, which is Trent, Riggs, and Frankie Borelli. A lot of those names you probably don't realize, but that's the podcast that does it called Foreplay. And they said that Beef at golf courses, when he would go, would take $20. And on a golf cart, there's like a little pinch there where you keep your scorecard. Mm-hmm. And he would put $20 behind it and then go park the car after he was done with that round so that somebody would just randomly find that. And that $20 would just, it's $20.
Yeah.
But what do we do at the end of every show? Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. So I pushed that forward after watching that. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, man, I was just in tears when that thing ended.
Yeah.
7 o'clock at night. Big old dude sitting on the couch with a Surfside Kleenex in one hand for the tears and just sobbing. So life's too short. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Focus on the things that matter. I was telling Mac that this morning. We were talking about his trip a little bit. I go, you just got to focus on the things that matter and focus on the things that mean a lot to you. And we as human beings focus and put our energy into all the wrong things. And I'll just say that, right? We do. And the older I've gotten, the more I realize it ain't that important. I don't give a bleep, you know, like, and when you can get to that stage and realize what matters most and what you should be putting your attention to and what your thoughts to, you know, life becomes a little bit shorter. Because you don't realize that till you're older. And so I think the younger generation, Mac's generation, is starting to realize that as well. Like, let's focus on the things that matter here. I'm not gonna go stress out for you because you don't care about me. You just don't. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, we all put our focus and stressors into the things that really don't care about us. So we should be putting that into our family. At the end of the day, you get home and go, I don't have time to talk to my wife. I'm exhausted, or I don't have time for this because I'm exhausted because you know, you went to work all day and you're putting your energies and your focus into that as opposed to what's at home at the end of the night. And that's really what it should be, because those people at your home are going to be there at the end of the night. Those people you see from 9 to 5, they're temporary.
No doubt. Speaking of focusing on what matters, there is a massive, massive football game at 325, Kansas City versus Denver, one of the biggest games on the docket for Sunday. We had Zach By on yesterday from 104.3, their show out in Denver, and he had this to say about the Broncos being really fortunate.
Like, borrowed time is not the right phraseology, but some version of that. They've just caught green light after green light after green light, and we've all been on that trek home or into work where everything just kind of goes your way, and you're like, wait, how am I here, you know, 6 minutes, you know, sooner than I normally am? That's kind of how I feel about the Denver Broncos.
So that, in the context of what he was saying, is that the Broncos are ahead of schedule, right? Mm-hmm. He thinks that they are playing better than they probably should be this early on in the process of, like, post-Russell Wilson, dead cap, all this sort of thing, building your team back up. 8-2, great defense, great offensive line, but they have a issue, according to their, you know, obviously their quarterback.
Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo...
So
that was great.
Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo.
So that's one thing that you can talk about, because look, it ain't their defense you're worried about. It ain't their offensive line you're worried about. It's, can you contain Bo Nix if you are coming from the Chiefs' perspective, from the defensive side? Because their offense is not going to blow you away.
Right.
But their defense could.
Their defense absolutely could. I mean, it's time. I was talking to my friend, you know, Jim, who's been over in Italy for the last 17 days, and he's flying back this morning. I sent him a text. I go, what time's your flight? Chiefs got to do this on Sunday. They need to do this on Sunday. They need to do this on Sunday. And I'm like, all right, so we're already here. And we are. I mean, it's time now for this team to step up. And will the real Chiefs team please step up, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're looking for right now. You're sitting at 5-4. We need the real Chiefs team to step it up this weekend. And you can't let Bo Nix go out there and be anything more than what he's been this season long. If you allow Bo Nix to go out there and have himself a day where he's throwing the ball and he's having success and doing those type of things, I don't know that the Chiefs are going to win this game. And that's why, as much as we want to see Patrick Mahomes come out and launch lasers and put up, you know, 35 points and, you know, run away with this thing, this to me is more on the defense. They need to keep Bo Nix playing like Bo Nix. They can't allow Bo Nix to go out there and play like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. They have to go out there and contain Bo Nix. And I've been stressing that all week, because every week we go into games now with this Chiefs team, and we've been doing this for the last couple of years, guys on the other team rise to the occasion and have their best days of the year. Whether it's a running back, a wide receiver, a quarterback, it doesn't matter. These guys bring whatever it is extra when they play the Kansas City Chiefs. And that has me concerned about this, because I think Denver's going to have the intensity. I think Denver's going to be fired up and ready to go. How many times this year have we heard about the Chiefs not having that intensity early on and coming out flat and coming out soft, or whatever terminology that they want to use? Can't do that against the Denver Broncos. And so can the Chiefs match that intensity that Denver's going to have? Because, you know, Bo Nix has heard now 10 days, the fans are booing you, nobody likes you. I hate all of this conversation, quite frankly, that's coming, because now Bo Nix is like, all right, nobody likes me. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to go out there and ball. And when you have nothing to lose and go out there and ball, sometimes good things happen for those players. And so that's what kind of has me concerned going into this game, is how much time we have spent saying that Bo Nix stinks. The Chiefs need to make sure that Bo Nix still stinks on Sunday and that he plays like Bo Nix. They can't go out there and allow Bo Nix to get going early. They got to deliver blows early on in this game. Like, I don't want to see a 15-play march down the field. I really don't. I'm not interested in seeing that at the beginning of this game. Set the effing tone early, man.
This is where Zach By said the offensive problems are based on the quarterback and head coach.
This year, he has really come back down to earth. And to point to one thing statistically or to one singular dynamic hasn't really worked. And here's what I mean. Like, Sean Payton has dialed up plays where players are running wide open, okay? And Bo Nix has missed them. And I'm talking about, like, wide open in the Big 12, and Bo Nix has missed them, okay? Then there's other sequences where Sean Payton's play calling, for as excellent as his resume and reputation is in that department, it's been absolutely head-scratching. Guys, Sean Payton uses more personnel groupings than anyone in the history of football. much like a hockey team does line changes in and out, that's the Broncos offense play by play. Watch it this weekend. There's guys running in and out or on and off the field every single play, to the point where last week Bo Nix was actually caught by the Nat Sound mic saying, enough with the effing personnel grouping.
So I think hearing that from Zach Bye makes me think that if Denver's amped up for this game, I want Denver to overthink. And especially with that player personnel, like he comped to like a hockey game where you see the three come in and three go off and two go mm-hmm. in, and you hear Bo Nix clearly what he said there on the hot mic saying, enough with the effing personnel. Make them overthink this game, because you know what you need to do. The Chiefs have done this for the last, I don't know, 7 years, getting all the way to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game. You know what to do. This is not as intense of a game as this is. This is not a playoff game, right? This isn't a winner-go-home game.
Right.
This is more of a who's game, right? If the mm-hmm. Chiefs lose this game, we're having a conversation on Monday morning that's very bleak and says, is this a playoff team?
Right.
If they win this game, we say, okay, go win the effing West. If Denver loses this game, you say, see, told you. It's not an 8-2 team. If they win this game, all respect, hats off to Denver. You did it. You're 9-2. The Chiefs are 5-5. Congratulations. Now you're fighting and clawing, scratching your way to get into the playoffs because you're a 500 team. But again, if you can get them to go into this game and overthink things, because we've all had that situation in our life where you have a Saturday agenda. Well, I got to get up. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to get gas. I got to then do this. I got to make sure we have this. I have to make sure. Hey, just relax and just go with the flow. Right? You may not get to the gas station at 9:15 a.m. You may not be on the road at 10 a.m. But if you let those things frustrate you because they didn't go according to plan, then that's where you can see a guy like Steve Spagnuolo see sharks and blood in the water sure. and say, hey, they're stressed. They don't know what they're doing. Let's throw in a couple wrinkles and really mess it up. So I'm hoping that hearing that sort of way they do things with the offense and maybe overthink it kind of gets them out of their game, and the Chiefs can take advantage of that, being like, hey, this is a bigger game for them than it is for us, and we're 5-4, and they're 8-2.
Yeah, but see, if I was coaching the Denver Broncos, which I'm not, but you know what I would do this week? I'm simplifying everything. All right, fine. You heard Bo Nix mouth that on the sidelines. What are we doing? You've got to listen to your players as a coach, and if your quarterback is saying, what are we doing with all these position groups, then unless you're an egomaniac, which Sean Payton very well may be, I don't know, you have a collaborative conversation with your quarterback, and you say, I saw you on the NFL film say, hey, man, we got a lot of personnel groups. Is that something that you're struggling with right now? And if it is, well, let's take some of that off your plate. Let's go with what makes you the most effective quarterback. And I think that's what Andy Reid did over the years, obviously, with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. And you look at your quarterback who's running the offense and you say, what works for you? Let me put you in the best position to succeed. It's not about me. It's not about my offense. It's not about how many different, personnel packages we can run out there. That's a lot of nonsense and a lot of wasted time and a lot of wasted energy and a lot of wasted brain space. So here's what we're going to do. Bo, let me know what you think is best. What do you feel most comfortable doing? And that's what I would do as a head coach. My job is to put that guy in the position to be successful. And if you're running all these personnel groups out there and changing things constantly like that, and the quarterback's complaining, then you're not doing your job as a head coach. So I guarantee you they had meetings in Denver this past week, just like Kansas City did as well, picking up on, the Buffalo guy saying tendencies for Xavier Worthy, Bo Nix saying there's too many personnel groups. Good head coaches rectified those situations. We'll see it rectified here with Xavier Worthy. Will they do it with Bo Nix? I hope they don't. I really hope Sean Payton has the ego that continues to do all of this stuff that's confusing his own quarterback. But if you're a really good head coach and you've had 10 days off, you're dumbing this thing down and you're giving your quarterback the best opportunity to succeed against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what kind of scares me, because I don't think we're going to see the same type of Bo Nix that we've seen all season long. He's going to have a good game because it is the Chiefs.
Well, and that's why yesterday I said the most pressure is on Steve Spagnuolo, because of all of what we're saying. I mean, he's got to come out and be hot. And I think when you're talking about Bo Nix, Sean Payton, and their kind of friction right now with the offense, they've got to meet in the middle, because what Sean Payton's doing is, in my opinion, the reason is because what Bo Nix is good at is the simple stuff. So for him to be able to do that and implement that, He's got to have window dressing. He's got to have it all be this eye candy, a mirage in front of you, all these personnel groupings when really they throw screen passes, they run the ball, and they throw it deep. Those are the three things they really do, and they really run the ball well with J.K. Dobbins, who's not playing.
Who's not playing, yeah.
So all of that other stuff is like, hey, man, I'm trying to help you by making it seem more complicated because you aren't actually able to do the more difficult stuff. So they're going to have to find an ability to meet in the middle, but it really doesn't matter if they do because they don't have the talent just on paper in the coaching room or on the field to be able to go against this Kansas City Chiefs defense, even if it is at Mile High. This defense should be able to do what they need to do efficiently.
Yeah.
And you're right, Bob. It is about the first quarter, the first drive. If they come out and start on offense, I'm tired of this. Yeah, we figure it out. We meet them. We know what they do. We're week 10, week 11. You've got all the film you need. You don't need to feel it out what they're going to do. You know what they like to do.
Yeah, a couple of things there. Sometimes you wonder if Sean Payton still thinks he has Drew Brees, and he's trying to get Bo Nix to do things that Drew Brees could do. And it's like whoever takes over for Patrick Mahomes, don't try to get that guy to do things that Patrick Mahomes did. That's not fair to the other guy,
yeah,
right? You got to evaluate everybody else. And it sure seems like, you know, that Sean Payton is kind of going out there and playing like in coaching like he has Drew Brees and not Bo Nix. And then, you know, I tweeted last night after the Jets' first drive. It was a 14-play drive. They went down the field and scored a touchdown, right? And I tweeted last night right after that drive. I said, the Jets just used their entire script. Let's see what they have the rest of the way. What did they show you the rest of the way? Nothing.
Nothing.
You've got to get these guys off that script. And the sooner you can do that, the better it is. Because I'm watching teams more so this year than maybe any other year. Once they get past those first 15, it's a complete failure. I mean, it is a complete failure by the majority of offenses. But I'm with you. It's got to be a three and out. No long drives. Do not give the Denver Broncos offense any sort of credit because they're starting to chirp at each other out there. The defense ain't happy right now with the offense. The offense isn't happy with the offense. That's why you have to keep them in a situation where they're struggling, so they turn on each other, and it becomes internal cannibalization of the Denver Broncos.
We also asked, because there's some key injuries in this game, obviously J.K. Dobbins not going to play, and Pat Sertan's still out, and which player is more missed?
You have the defensive player of the year, the best player at his position in the entire sport. He's on a flat-out Hall of Fame track, okay? He's on a $100-plus million contract. The other guy, any team in the entire NFL could have had, okay? This guy was on the street. This guy was signed right before training camp. No one saw this coming. No one. So it's just, it's wild to me that this player has overachieved to such a degree that you are asking me, and I am asking my audience, who would you rather have? The guy on a $2.5 million deal that anyone could have, or the defensive player of the year on a $100-plus million contract? It's just funny, the dynamic of it. But the merit of the question is real.
Yeah.
It's valid. And I actually came to the conclusion where I actually did, you know, upset some of my audience because they're so loyal to Pat Sertan. I said, I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins.
It's interesting because I can see both sides of the argument because both involve Patrick Mahomes. How do you keep Patrick Mahomes off the field? First downs, clock management. What does J.K. Dobbins do for that? Well, he can keep you on the field.
Yeah.
You can run the ball, run clock. Or Pat Sertan. What do you want? Do you want Pat Sertan to lock up Rashi Rice and affect Mahomes in that way? So I could see both arguments. I'd rather see J.K. Dobbins play than Pat Sertan, in my personal opinion. I'm with him there, but I'm in a different way. Like,
speaking from a Denver perspective, or are you speaking from a Chiefs perspective?
I'd rather see Dobbins play because I know running backs don't normally do well against Spags, unless you're James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have that be somebody on the field than somebody that's going to maybe possibly lock up number four, because that's Mahomes' number one target. And I don't know if he has that player somewhere else for a game. Maybe it's Kelsey. Maybe it's Worthy. I don't know. But I'd rather have Mahomes and Rashi Rice's connection be open and able than to worry about if J.K. Dobbins is going to. Because if you lose this game and J.K. Dobbins had 135 yards, then so be it. That's why you lost.
Yeah.
But if you lose this game because Pat Sertan locked up Rashi Rice, well, I don't like that factor.
Yeah, and see, I would go the other way, though, because of how bad their offense is from a weapon standpoint. Like, having J.K. Dobbins for them, that's a big weapon for them. And if you're down on Bo Nix, as it's obviously it seems like they are in Denver, you would probably want J.K. Dobbins in that game to give you the opportunity to have at least one more offensive weapon out there. Your defense has a lot of stars on it, right? In Denver, I think that's fair to say. Yes, you're down one of the best, if not the best defensive player, but your biggest weakness is your offense and you don't have weapons. And then you lost the one guy that may be a weapon. I think the J.K. Dobbins one is more detrimental, if you will, to the Denver Broncos than the Patrick Surtain injury right now. But I see where you're coming from. They both do involve Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and Zach Bye would agree with you, Bob. This is what he said about J.K. Dobbins and his help for the offense.
The Denver Broncos offense is good at one thing, but only that one thing with one guy, and it's J.K.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. And so and now, gone. And gone, J.K. Dobbins. And tomorrow, and gone, Bachelorhood, Denny Matthews, woo! You know.
Let's go.
Big wedding tomorrow.
To yeah.
But J.K. Dobbins, man, okay, he's out of the game. You can't go in there, though, with the attitude of, oh, J.K. Dobbins is out of the game. We're just going to throw our helmets out there and go beat the Denver Broncos. I am really, 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 really down on the way that this team has come out and has said, oh, it's, you know, slow start. We'll get back into it. We didn't come out with enough energy. That can't happen anymore. That can't happen on Sunday. That place is going to be electric up there in Denver. You better come out with energy to start the game.
No doubt.
Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo...
That's right.
I mean, come on.
That's right. The possibilities of people getting traded and Bleacher Report releases worst trades in the history here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it at the end of the 6 o'clock era here on a Friday, on a Red Friday. Happy Red Friday to all of you in Kansas City.
Yes, a great Red Friday. The weather's going to be beautiful. We got Baser and Leavenworth tonight over there at Baser. Roman Miller's going to have 4 touchdown receptions tonight for Baser. I guarantee that. No, I don't. But I mean, but it would be nice to see him have 4 touchdowns tonight. Roman, do something, okay?
Let's go. You're going to win 35-0.
35-0. Baser over Leavenworth.
Hopefully. Keep moving. Football playoffs, man.
Where are we at? Is this the?
This is the. I think next week is the finals.
Okay.
Yeah. I think because it's the week before Thanksgiving. I would imagine.
Makes sense.
Yeah. The finals are next week. So
hot and heavy.
Yeah. It's we're getting after it, man. It is high school football playoff season. Let's do this,
man.
Come on, Baser, step up. I don't know if Leavenworth is any good, quite honestly. Jason, I'll be there tonight. Make sure you save me a parking spot again, like you did last week, my man. Thank you so much for that.
Get a super open nachos.
They didn't have any super ropes I didn't see
really?
There. I don't think they did because, God, if they did.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Super rope was the jam back in the day, man. Best bang for your buck.
Yeah, it was. Honestly. I mean, yeah, you get this big thing of licorice and, you know, you spend
lash
a buck.
The whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. Maybe sometimes it'll last you like 10 minutes.
Well, it depends. I mean, high school football games are quick. I mean, they're like 2 hours, man. As long as they continue to run the football, that's where we ran it. I was going to fire the Baser coach last week had they lost the game because you're throwing the football with like 10 minutes to go, up 2 scores, and your quarterback immediately throws a pick 6. And now you've got a 7-point game. Like, and the fans are going nuts. Man, the old timers out there, they're not happy.
Run the damn ball.
Oh, it wasn't damn. There was an F word that was used by one person sitting in front of us really loud. It was quiet.
I bet you they ran the ball.
They did the rest of the way. Didn't put it in the air again.
Good job.
So the name that I have been toting out there this entire offseason for the Royals is starting to get hot and heavy per sources. According to the Athletic of MLB, MLB teams interested in trading for Royals pitcher Chris Bubich.
Yep.
Sources say.
If you can get rid of Bubich and not have to get rid of Cameron and still get the same kind of return, hell yeah, go ahead and do that, man. I would absolutely do that. I just think you get more of a return with Noah Cameron because he's so much more controllable and he hasn't had the injuries that Bubich has had. But if Bubich can lend you to get that outfield bat that you need, that's a win for the Royals, I think, anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think if you have to be that person in the negotiation room, you look at Chris Bubich, you say, you haven't played a full year since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're injury prone. Yeah, you've got some pizzazz in that left arm. You've got a lot of tenacity that you can throw with. You're a solid number two for a lot of teams out there. Maybe like a team that's really deep in pitching, you'd be a damn good number three. Plus, you're a lefty. You're very attractive in baseball. I've always thought that was going to be the name. I still believe that's the name, and it sounds like there's a lot of teams that are like, hey, what about Chris Bubich? And then the Royals get to be that team that's like, uh-huh. Okay, well, what about this guy? And if that team says, nah, then it's like, okay, well, there's other teams that want Bubich as well. I do think he will be a package deal. I don't think he will be a one-for-one or a one-for-two type of guy, but I do think you could package Bubich in something and make a deal at the Royals because you are rich in pitching.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people still forget they got that Burgert guy uh-huh. who is really, really good for the Royals.
That's right.
Plus, you have Cole Reagans coming back, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha. You still have Noah Cameron as well. And there's what the Colic kid, right? Is that his name? Yeah, he was decent in the last couple parts of the season as well. Plus, I think that you've seen that this Royals team has started to kind of do what they couldn't do for so many years, and that's develop pitching. Like for a while, it was like, man, we've got all these arms, but like, why can't we develop pitching? And everybody's like, well, get rid of the pitching coach. And every single post-game show of Vern was like, we need a new pitching coach, a new pitching coach. Now you've flipped that, and now it's pitching is being able to be developed, but hitting is where we're at. So now
we have three hitting coaches.
Marcus Thames is another one.
I mean, we've got three hitting coaches right now. If you can't beat them, hire a hitting coach, I guess. I mean, three hitting coaches? I think that sounds disastrous.
Does that give you the fear of too many coaches
in
the kitchen?
Yes, absolutely it does. Yeah. It's way too many coaches. There used to be the days where you had one hitting coach. Then you had two hitting coaches. Now you have a director of hitting and coaches. It is way too much. Baseball, again, the nerds. See ball, hit ball. It's not that complicated. Okay, it really isn't. And when you have this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy, and you're dealing with athletes and you're telling them to do all this kind of stuff, they're looking at you. They're going, huh? Like it's just too much. It's too many voices. I think it's ridiculous to have three hitting coaches on a team. I think it's nuts. But that's just me.
Because the current cook in the kitchen burned everything last year.
he's the director of hitting operations right now. And I know there's a lot of people in the organization from a player standpoint who absolutely love Alex Zumwalt, and they think he's like their guy, and so that's fine, and you keep him around, and you know you do all that kind of stuff, but then he hired a guy from the White Sox, I don't remember his name, and then you mentioned Marcus Thames, where I don't know where he was last year, but he was at the Yankees for a while as their hitting coach. It just seems like any available hitting coach can have a job here in Kansas City because we're trying to figure things out. And ultimately, it comes down to your talent. And they didn't have any outfield talent last year for the most part. So you've got to find those bats. And trading Chris Bubich is a great start. I love the fact that we're in these conversations and we're willing to trade good players to get good players back in return, because that's what you have to do. You're not going to get anything, and I hate to use this guy, you're not going to get anything by trading Jonathan India, right? Like, I know that he's the guy that everybody wants. Trade India for what? You're not going to get anything
trade
back.
Trade Sky Moore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that.
You trade Chris Bubich. If Chris Bubich was a Chief, who is his comp on the Chiefs that you would look at? Is he like Hollywood Brown? Is he like Tyquan Thornton? Is he like where would you put Chris Bubich in that category? Because when I'm looking at the Chiefs right now, say the trade deadline was here and they really needed to make an impact, but they had to trade like one of their wide receivers.
He's Hollywood.
Is Hollywood Brown, right?
Injuries, but potential.
But potential, right? You'd be willing to trade Hollywood Brown if you had an opportunity to get a rush edge, for this offense. You'd be willing to trade Hollywood Brown to do that, right? If you could go out there and get an edge rusher that was going to be a really good edge rusher, maybe not the best in the game, but he's going to be your second tier, kind of like what I think the Royals would be able to get for Chris Bubich, you'd trade Hollywood Brown for a great edge rusher, right?
Oh, of course.
Of course, right? In a heartbeat?
I mean, to give it almost like almost better, and that's a good one from you, but almost a better parallel is like, you want a running back? You're not going to get a Christian McCaffrey for Hollywood Brown, but you would trade Hollywood Brown for Tank Bigsby, wouldn't you?
Trade him for someone like that?
You would trade Hollywood Brown for like a Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Like you would, right?
I think so. But for me, I would definitely go on the defensive side. That's just me. That's you on offense. I think
I'm just saying because the Royals are going to trade a pitcher for like an outfielder.
Yeah,
right. Like,
right yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
I know Harrison Bader is a name that's starting to get connection here because that's who Kramer, who was doing for you.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, you don't have to trade, but like that's a name that's like a bat. But like, let's say he wasn't, right?
Right.
Harrison Bader is not like a, oh my God, this guy's going to be our right fielder.
Right.
But he's a guy where you're like, we need something.
Yeah.
Whereas the Chiefs aren't going to go get, Breece Hall, right?
No, they're going to get Colin Saunders. Yeah, right. You know, we need something, or Mike Pinnell, or, you know.
Chris Jones is, you know, saying that he wants him back.
Chris Jones wants everybody back. How about you show up, man? How about you come back?
I want you back, Chris.
Yeah, right, exactly. Enough with Chris Jones wanting all his friends back. We want you back, dude.
I saw that quote yesterday. I felt like we all had the same opinion. Like, oh, my God.
Like, it just gets old after a while. We got to have Mike Pinnell back. Now we got to have Colin Saunders back. How about getting you back?
Yeah, man.
We need Frank Clark back, man.
You are the guy. Yeah. Right here, we need Colin Saunders back. I'd be a nice player, but you.
Right.
Let's you get back. So anyway, you trade boots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But you trade Hollywood Brown to get better overall as an organization, and that's what the Royals are looking to do, and I think that is the absolute right move. I think there's two moves that they need to make probably for an outfield bat or a bat just in general to really solidify that lineup, because if they get a bat or two in this lineup, I think they're the runaway favorites to win the division, especially if Skubal gets traded this offseason. And the Tigers, if you're not going to re-sign Tarik Skubal, do not hold on to Tarik Skubal.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't let that asset walk away.
Yeah,
exactly.
He'll be a boss.
The longer I go, I just am more of your adage, Bob, of just pretty much everyone tradable.
Yeah, they are. I mean, other than really Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr.,
yep.
There's nobody that's not tradable in Kansas City right now.
I have a team comparison that I want to throw your way, Bobby Betts, and I want to see if you agree with it. I think Mac does. I'll discuss on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your hope for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.